Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now. Driving, at your desk, maybe at the gym, but you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach and see a rocket launch or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.
This is a Piccolo podcast production.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our day three wrap from the Delhi test. In our wrap up of day two, I confidently declared Australia were going to win this test match. Well, the Border Gavaskar trophy is gone. India have gone 2-0 up. It's 7:30 p.m. local time in Sydney. So Australia have lost just before tea in India. Incredible day's play. Paul, I just want to start off by saying you have accused me of not caring if Australia loses in this series. I think anyone who saw me rant and rave like a lunatic at lunchtime will know I'm just as passionate about this Australian team as I ever have been.
Well, that's great. I mean, I must say my main thought at the moment is not whether you're happy or sad. It's my own happiness and sadness. And it's just, we're on the cusp of being able to say it's one all. The series is all there to play for. India's proud record at home. Yeah, you've got a great record at home, but now the big boys have come knocking and Australia's come and knocked you off. And now it's just been ripped away in the most humiliating way. It's now like you know, they could make a legitimate case to say maybe Australia should go home. Like the destruction. I cannot recall a more disappointing day following the Australian test team. And I have done so since the summer of 83, 84. We've had big losses before, yes, and downturns before. But to have promised so much going into this final day and then to lose, what was it, nine for nothing, I think it was. We lost all 9 wickets without scoring a run.
9 for 52. I just saw them all, you know, replayed quickly back. They do not get any better when you watch them later on. They get worse and worse and worse. It's a cavalcade of the worst shots you've seen on spinning pitches in India. It's Australia of the bad old days. You know, I put out a tweet, and this is how the English fans feel every time the Poms tour Australia. Now I know the sort of dejection, the misery, the questioning of your fandom, the questioning of your own life. I mean, I get the misery of the Poms now.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know where to start. Well, look, let's make the point. They are a great side, India, and I've said it many times, Jadeja's the best Indian test cricket I've ever seen. Ashwin and Jadeja, if picking a side for Indian conditions, are the first two I'd pick among all the Indian players I've ever seen. The rest of the side, there's no weaknesses there. So And ultimately, Australia only lost by 6 wickets to India. That's a pretty good result, really. It's just that the that partnership between Akshar Patel and Ravi Ashwin that took the game away from us, and then the madness of this morning, it's just very, very disappointing. But it's worth mentioning. They are a very, very good side. And it would be very interesting if we could now, you know, I think I said this last test. Now that the game's over, before they water the pitch, they might as well get the Indian batters out there to face Ashwin and Jadeja and see how they go.
Now, you just said Australia lost by 6 wickets. Now, as badly as we played today, that's how much of a chance we had going into the third day. That we played that badly. We couldn't have played worse, and we still took 4 wickets. So, you know, it was just an abysmal first session. So let's go back to the beginning. Australia start, they're one down. They've got a good lead of 60-odd. I think it was 62 when they started play. No, 61, because Head hits a boundary.
That boundary, that's the last moment in my life that I've been happy.
Yeah, you know, there'll be sort of, your life will be defined by before that boundary and after that boundary.
It was a beautiful extra cover drive, and I thought, here we go, yeah. Ashwin. Look at you, champ. You're struggling now.
Because I was going into the day's play, and I said to a friend on the phone that, look, if Australia scores at 6 and over for 40 overs, then we'll have enough in front. We'll be far enough in front. So we've got to play our shot. So I was with them on playing positively and trying to, you know, score off every ball. But when Head was out caught behind after hitting that boundary off Ashwin in the first over, the wobble started to go. And then it was just, there was a bit of a period where Smith and Labuschagne, they put on 20, and then Smith was out, which he was out sweeping to a full ball on the stumps, very un-Steve Smith-like.
Yeah, of all the sweep shots that Australia got out to, which was too many to count, that was the best one, I think. At least he got his pad in the way. I thought the shot was kind of on. He just didn't play it very well.
Ninty Carey's was the best when he, you know, missed the ball by like 2 feet.
Cummins' one was a very good shot, I thought, as well.
Excellent.
Yes.
And Renshaw missing a half volley on middle stump wasn't bad either. I don't want to be, you know, but what happened to getting to the pitch of the ball and hitting straight? I mean, it's not easy on those pitches, but the one Smith got out to, that was a full pitch ball. I don't know who in the Brains Trust this morning when they were eating their breakfast was saying, okay, let's sweep everything today. So Smith goes and we're 3 for 85. How are you feeling at this point?
Surprisingly still okay. But what happened was I had to do something. So I paused it and I was on about 10 minutes delay fast forwarding between the balls. And so the collapse, which was fast enough in real time, for me, we went from, 2 out to 9 out in the space of about 5 minutes. It was just...
Now, why do you so bloody scarred? Now I'm starting to understand why you're so miserable. Why did you do that to yourself? So we're 3 down, and I'm thinking one of our players, I don't know why I'm thinking this because I'm a fucking idiot, but one of our players is going to score a nice 40 or 50 and get that lead to 200. And sure, we might lose, but it's still going to be a great game. Australia's going to at least push India at home, bit of respectability. Then the score's on 95. Labuschagne goes back to a ball from Jadeja that actually was sort of a bit of an arm ball top spinner that skidded on and bowled him. It was an ungainly looking shot, but I think, you know, Jadeja, that was well executed, went on with the arm. So Labuschagne goes for 35, which it, compared to all the other players, was like scoring 2,000.
It would be very interesting to be able to do a split screen of what Kohli or Sharma might have done to that ball. They might have got them out because it did keep low and it was a good ball. I have a feeling maybe Kohli at the last minute would have jammed his bat down. I still think that maybe, I really do think that we have to say, right, drawing a line in the sand, and we should have done it 6 years ago to say, if we're ever going to beat India in India, then there has to be a concerted effort. It has to be, number one target, as we did with the Ashes. You know, that whole thing of playing Sheffield Shield games in New Zealand and having the Dukes balls and having intra-squad games and encouraging everyone to play as many county games as possible. you know,
some fans thought we went too far when we suggested breeding aside just to tour India. I don't think we went far enough, to be honest.
No, I was just absolutely serious. Look at young kids who are bowling, see someone who's got a similar action to Jadeja and Ashwin. The problem is that those types of bowling in Australian conditions don't succeed. And so you're not going to rise through the ranks in Australia. I mean, Steve O'Keefe.
No, we're sending them to India. Haven't you forgotten? We're sending them to India. They're just,
that's true, yes.
They're never going to see their family again. They're bred to win the Border Gavaskar trophy back in my lifetime. But yeah, you're right. Labuschagne did look ungainly. Like, you're right. Kohli probably keeps his head a bit stiller, gets down.
Yeah, and there's still that reflex of see the ball short like that, you go on the back foot. And I think between now and the next time Australia tour India, that there's got to be a generation of players who are accustomed to playing in the Indian style. And the only way we're going to do it is to take it seriously. And, you know, we chatted in the lunchtime show and how ridiculous it was that Australian players were playing big bash cricket before they went across there. Now, it's not going to make a difference. India is just better at the moment. But I think that going forward, this has to be the number one priority above all other things, including the Ashes, because we win the Ashes fairly regularly. I used to joke on this show with you after we lost last time to India, when are we next going to beat India? Well, it's now been, when was the last time that we did beat India? Was it 2014-15?
Yes, it was when Smith and Kohli had that bat off. So,
yeah.
And Smith was captain because Clark's back went.
So the next time, it's going to be a decade by the time that we next play them here. You know, when are we next going to beat them?
Yeah, I still think they were in a hiding to nothing because the Big Bash had to be prioritized. They needed our players. So it was just they couldn't do anything. But whatever they've done, they've just played so poorly. I think mentally they've just lost it. I mean, the way they played in that first session reeks of panic. It was just once they started to lose wickets, they just completely lost the plot. So Labuschagne gets out. The next over, Ashwin's bowling to Renshaw and he gets out. LBW again sweeping to a half volley on the stumps. You know, you're better off just trying to hit that straight back over Ashwin's head. I mean, especially Renshaw, he's tall enough to get to the pitch of the ball. So I don't know who, as I said, I don't know who was saying you've got to sweep everything. So Renshaw's out. I feel sorry for him, but he's out for two. Hanscom comes in, first ball of the next over, so two balls in a row. He edges the first slip. Kohli takes one. Jadeja's, by this stage, just tearing it up. And then they take a drinks break. Now, look, I know you think I'm too harsh on Cummins, and I like Cummins. I really like Cummins. This is just objective punditry, you know. I just really like him. But he comes out. They have a drinks break. First ball after the drinks break, tries to put Jadeja onto the moon, gets bowled. I mean, I know be aggressive, but you can look at a couple of balls.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the emblematic shot of the match that is going to be replayed on, you know, on the mainstream news channels here where they don't allocate a whole lot of time. That's going to be the shot that's played, and it's going to give ammunition to, and I'm not including you in this, but those who dislike Cummins for non-cricketing reasons, which I think are ridiculous reasons. It's going to give ammunition to them to say, oh, you know, and laugh. And for those who think that if Langer had been coached, things would be different, which I don't agree with. He was the coach when we lost to India twice. We lost to India twice in Australia under his stewardship. So I don't think there'd have been. Sorry,
close series. We bowled out for 30. I mean, can you imagine? So say Langer is in the dressing room and Australia have been bowled out in 30 overs, two matches in a row. He'd be more than kicking garbage cans. I mean, it would, or maybe not. Maybe he'd just be meditating. I don't know.
But no, he'd be annoying the hell out of everyone by going too far, like he did after the Leeds match in England in 2019. Look, I have a lot of time for Langer. He did a lot of good things, but I just think that it's over. It was the right thing to do to move him on.
It might be over for McDonald too.
I think that Cummins handled it well, a difficult situation well. I thought that his tactics in terms of putting the field back throughout the entire match were wrong, and I think that contributed to a degree to the Ashwin and Axar Patel partnership, even though they played really well. And I think Australia's leg stump line, even in the second innings, was strange. They needed to get more balls hitting the top of the off stump. It was a debacle today, but ultimately India is, in these conditions, a comfortably better side than Australia.
So Hanscom's out, Australia, then Cummins is out. So Australia have lost 4 wickets on the score of 97. And it's only the 24th over of the innings and was 7 for 95. 2 matches in a row, Australia barely bat more than a session. I mean, we are talking astronomically bad performances. Then Carey is out for 7, and the ball is pitches outside leg stump, hits leg stump, and he's trying to reverse sweep it like it's pitched on off stump. Now, it's not easy, but that didn't look great when you're trying to scrap every run. And at that stage, the game was probably gone, but still. And then Lyon and Kuhneman are the last two. So Jadeja finishes with the stunning figures of 7 for 42. And Ashwin has 3 for 59. They take all 10 wickets between them. It's Jadeja's best ever bowling in Test cricket. I think you could see the class above him and Kuhneman, the way he just got the variation off the pitch, got the ball to zip on a bit more. But that was tremendous stuff. And it was a cavalcade of some of the worst dismissals in Australian cricket history.
Yep, it was. Look, the Border Gavaskar Trophy is gone. There's still a fair bit to play for that. I know you think it's fanciful, but my prediction was 2-all. So, you know, I'm halfway there for the prediction. And stranger things have happened. And hopefully hopefully Cameron Green is right to come back into the side. We need at least another right-hander. I can't see Renshaw being picked again. But, yeah, look, I'm clutching at straws.
Yeah, and then when India batted, there were 4 wickets fell. Lyon got 2 for, so that means he took 7 for the match. Todd Murphy got 1 wicket. KL Rahul was unlucky to be out, just chipped it in close to Hanscom, and then it bounced back to Carey off Lyon. So he hasn't done much this series. I don't think India would change a winning side, but if there was a spot under scrutiny, it would be KL Rahul.
Yeah, he might get dropped. He might. And Sharma, I mean, the only way we were going to get him out was run out. He looked like he was good for 300, not that there was that many required. And that was a bit of a little bonus for the Aussies. But, yeah, I mean, it would have been interesting, obviously, if the target had been 180 or something like that. I still think that India would have got there, but it would have been, getting 4 wickets was at least something.
Well, if Australia had got to sort of 200, it could have been very different altogether. Yeah, Kohli was out. Good ball from Murphy, arm ball. Mm. He was stumped for 20. And then it was really nice that Pujara, in his 100th test match, was able to hit the winning runs. Thought that was a nice little postscript.
Hey, question for you. Yes. I haven't been giving it much consideration because I know that the injury was a little bit worse than initially thought, but is Maxwell ready to go? Is there any chance they'll parachute him in for the third test?
Well, he's due to play a Shield match, I think, this week for Victoria. And then I think the test starts the Wednesday after. Look, I'm not sure they'll take him over because they said they weren't going to take him over because he hadn't been playing. Well, I'm not sure a couple of days Shield cricket will make that much difference, but they could make wholesale changes to the squad.
Get him over.
George Bailey did say before the series that the big gap between the second and third test might mean they make changes. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if Cummins comes home, not to quit the captaincy in disgrace or anything, just to come home, have a rest. Stark will play the last 2 test matches. You can say, well, that shot and then his captaincy with the field out when they needed to take wickets shows he's a bit rattled. And it's so hard. It's 35 degrees, your side's losing, you're a fast bowler. Of course he's going to struggle.
Yeah, and that is, to your point, one of the disadvantages of having a captain as a bowler. But to my point, they should have made it clear from the outset that just because he's the captain, it doesn't mean he's an automatic selection in every game. And if it's the right thing to do for the team, for him to be rotated out for a game, that they should have flagged that right from the start, that doesn't necessarily have to be something controversial. Because you've got a good point there. Assuming that the indoor pitch, and I was hearing Ravi Shastri talking about it, saying it's, you know, similar sort of soil to Delhi, that if the pitch is going to be similar, what's the point of Cummins going up there and breaking his back, again, looking reasonably innocuous? There's no future to be gained in that. So maybe he should pop home, refresh up, and bring some new blood into the team. Yeah, it's not the worst idea.
So big changes for Australia, maybe in the third test. I don't mind the spinning lineup. I actually don't think we've got many better options than Lyon, Murphy and Kuhneman if we stick with three spinners. Do you?
I don't think I'm qualified to talk anymore. Having said that Lyon should be dropped, any opinions? I've put myself in the bin. I have opinions, but I've suspended myself from giving opinions on spin bowlers for this test match because I think people would be entitled to say, you're the clown who wanted Lyon dropped and he's the only one who bowled well. With the exception being, I think Maxwell being in the side does really help because of the all-round package that he brings. And they might as well. If they're ever going to bring him into the side, now's the time.
Yeah, so a bit of a gap now. So for those that are just catching up, Australia are 2-0 down in the series. The Border Gavaskar Trophy is gone. Australia have lost two test matches in basically 2.5 days. I mean, can you believe this, that it's happened two matches in a row? Like I thought last night we'd maybe turned a corner, but that was literally just half an hour of Travis Head.
Stumps came too early, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's. I suppose if you want to really put a positive spin on it, you'd say, with the exception of the madness of the the 90 minutes this morning, and the game drifting while Patel and Ashwin scored the runs yesterday, that the overall effort was a substantial step up from Nagpur. It was an innings loss followed now by a 6-wicket loss. If the improvement continues, maybe indoor is where Australia will get an unexpected win and head to the final test match at Ahmedabad with an opportunity of squaring the series. They can't retain the trophy, but that would be, from this position, an absolutely massive achievement. And I know every Indian fan is watching and laughing their heads off because they've all penciled it in 4-0, but you just never know.
Yeah, well, good performance from Khawaja and Hanscom in the first innings. Nice little cameo from Head. I think that would mean that Warner probably will miss the rest of this series, especially with that hairline fracture.
Yeah. I can't see him being – I think the fracture would keep him out anyway, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And then sort of looking at the Indian side, I mean, you know, I sort of think back to the first time I really remember Australia touring there, and that was 1998 when Australia went there. And then I thought of think of all the tours. I mean, this is one of the best Indian sides we've ever come up against. This has got a long batting lineup. They've got not just two good spinners, but, you know, even the reserves are better than most of our spinners. They've got really good fast bowlers. So, you know, if you're not on your game, we saw in these test matches, Shami and Siraj will get you. I mean, I would put this up there with the best Indian side we've ever faced.
Oh, I think it's above them. I think it is the best Indian side that we've ever faced. I mean, you could bracket the last 3 or 4 years all as sort of one era, that this era of Indian cricket is the best era of Indian cricket ever by an absolute mile. The side of the late 90s with Tendulkar and Dravid and Ganguly and Sehwag and Laxman, you know, absolutely fantastic batting lineup. And, you know, Harbhajan Singh and Kumble was a more than decent spin bowling lineup. But where they didn't have it was the fast bowling. You know, Zahir Khan and others were Javagal Srinath, very decent fast bowlers, but this crop of fast bowlers, missing Bumrah, obviously, with Siraj and Shami and the others that they've got, they are fantastic fast bowlers. And I think that Ashwin and Jadeja are vastly better than Singh and Kumble, not to mention that their batting ability is far higher. I think that this is the best Indian side of all time by a comfortable margin.
Yeah, I'd agree. And, you know, when I look back at this match, I think about the fight that they showed. You know, this is, you know, that Patel-Ashwin partnership. But, you know, it was tough going there for a while and they gutsed it out. You know, they wore Australia out. You could tell that the longer they were out there, Australia started to, you know, really sort of get a bit jaded and get frustrated. So, you know, this side at home is just, they never give up. You know, people warned me. People said when I went last night, I was saying Australia going to win this match. Maybe I've gone too early. And in hindsight, I had, because I just did not think we could lose 9 for 52 before lunch. I mean, I don't know. I might need to see a therapist about this or something.
Yeah, it was pretty grim. Pretty.
All right. Well, look, let's wrap up this live show and this day 3 wrap from Delhi. from the Delhi test. So there's a bit of a gap now. The test is not due to the week after. So we'll get together sometime this week and look ahead to the third test and probably, you know, still pick at the wounds from these two test matches because, you know, the manner of the defeat will lead to, I think, a fair degree of recrimination in Australia that, you know, it's not just losing, but losing so quickly.
Definitely. I presume that we haven't got any nasty questions. Everyone's been too gentle on us to pop any questions in the chat to take advantage of our fragile states.
And there's been a lot of great comments. There's a lot of people watching live, so great to have you there. There was one question: is Warner now done? Who can we replace Renshaw with? Is Green available next test? Well, I think we answered the Warner one. And I think Green would come in for Renshaw in the middle order. I think that would be the natural change.
Yep. And I'd get, as a, you know, not to be a broken record, but I'd find a way to get Maxwell across into there as well.
Yeah, and actually some people were putting in the chat about Tim David. You said before this series,
yeah,
you know, why they picked up on your suggestion. at this point, it doesn't bloody matter. I mean,
no, it does matter. It does matter. The final two test matches, if Australia perform creditably, even if they don't win, even if they lose, it's a big difference to be than being absolutely blown away. And apart from anything else, there's ramifications for the World Test Championship as well. So I don't think all is lost. The Border Gavaskar Trophy is lost, but if Australia can hit back and perform okay for the rest of the series, it puts a very different complexion on how this tour looks.
Yeah, well, the Indian fans are arcing up, so it's time to log off. A lot of the comments now are just sledging us, which we deserve. We were hopeless. One here is Manus will learn a completely different meaning of no run after the series. I like that one. So, look, if you're listening on the podcast app, go and find our YouTube channel for our live lunchtime shows. If you're watching on the YouTube show, go and find us on any podcast app because we do some audio-only episodes and there search Cricket Unfiltered. I'm on Twitter at Amenners, AMENNERS. And, Paul, where can the viewers find you?
On TikTok at paul.dennett and look up the show, Cricket Unfiltered, on TikTok as well. And on Twitter, I'm at paul_dennett_. That's DENNETT.
Well, that's it for our coverage from the second test. We've had a lot of days off. So, Paul, enjoy the next couple of days off and we'll catch up soon.
See you, mate. Looking forward to the third test. See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
On Florida's Space Coast, we think you can have the best of both worlds. Kind of like right now. Driving at your desk, maybe at the gym, but you're also grooving to some music. Visit us and you'll go to the beach and see a rocket launch or go kayaking and manatee spotting. It's all waiting for you on the only beach that doubles as a launch pad. Plan your adventure today at visitspacecoast.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.